USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today, voters in Georgia are headed to end a very long election year. The Peach State is casting ballots that will decide the control of the U.S. Senate for at least the next 2 years. Senator Kelly Loeffler is facing Democrat Raphael Warnock. Republican David Perdue is pitted against Democrat John Ossoff. A suburban Chicago man allegedly located and pursued his own stolen vehicle early Sunday, confronting two 17-year-olds in a parking lot before both of them were shot, one fatally, in a struggle. No charges have been filed at this time. California has extended the deadline for small businesses to ask for financial help to get them through the COVID-19 crisis. The Small Business COVID-19 Relief Grant Program, offering grants ranging from $5,000 to $25,000, opened on December 30th. Due to the high traffic, some businesses may have had trouble accessing the application. The deadline is now extended 5 days to January 13th. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today to get started with your own show. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has called in 500 National Guard members to Kenosha in anticipation of a decision on whether prosecutors will charge the police officer who shot Jacob Blake last year. Family attorney Benjamin Crump on Fox News.
The family is asking what anybody would ask for. They want accountability. They want justice. You see from the video that Jacob Blake Jr. posed no threat to the officers as he's moving away from them, trying to get in his vehicle and get his three little boys out of a volatile situation.
The police contend Jacobs was going after a weapon in the car that was recovered at the scene. United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Monday England is going back to a full national lockdown in an effort to stem a surge of COVID-19 cases. The new stay-at-home order will go into effect Wednesday and is expected to last until at least mid-February. Johnson, in a televised address, said, "With most of the country already under extreme measures, it's clear that we need to do more," end quote. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A bank manager in Las Vegas, Nevada, defrauds the federal government of more than $1 million. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox has the details.
U.S. Attorney's Office announcing Monday 57-year-old Javier Montano sentenced after pleading guilty to one count of theft of government funds after allegedly stealing nearly $1.2 million in Social Security and Veterans Affairs benefits. Montano, described as a former branch manager at a banking institution in Las Vegas, reportedly withdrew from two customers' checking accounts even though they had passed away years prior. Federal authorities said the Social Security Administration nor the Department of Veterans Affairs had been notified they had passed, prompting benefits to accumulate over a number of years. Montano believed to have ordered debit cards for both accounts to withdraw cash, which he then either spent or deposited into his personal bank account. As part of his sentence, he'll undergo 3 years of supervised release and will need to pay back $1.196 million. I'm Wyatt Cox.
If you know the online game Fortnite, then you know Epic Games. Online gaming platform Epic Games has reached an agreement with Turnbridge Equities and Denali Properties to purchase North Carolina's Cary Town Center Shopping Mall. The price tag was roughly $95 million. The 980,000 square foot and 87 acre shopping mall will be converted into Fortnite Creator's new global headquarters by 2024. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.